With good news for today from Baptist Press, I'm Brandon Porter. Maybe you're keeping up with the discussion surrounding artificial intelligence. The Ethics and Religious Liberty Commission's Jason Thacker hopes you'll ask the right questions. Thacker writes, "One of the fascinating aspects of the current cultural conversation on AI is how quickly people have become entranced by these technologies, especially after the launch of ChatGPT and other generative tools." He says debates over the future of AI have centered on the reality that these tools are doing things once reserved solely for human beings, leading many to ask the age-old question, what does it mean to be human? The perennial question of what it means to be human becomes even more important in this age of emerging technologies, he says. In the statement, we addressed it by affirming the unique nature of humanity and denying that any part of creation, including any form of technology, should ever be used to usurp or subvert the dominion and stewardship which has been entrusted solely to humanity by God. Nor should technology be assigned with a level of human identity, worth, dignity, or moral agency. He says this is rooted in the Christian understanding of how God bestowed a unique status on humanity within the Imago Dei. He writes, "While we rightly debate how to mitigate the risk and promote the good of technological advances, the church must not give in to moral panic induced by AI, nor should we passively allow others to shape the conversation in ways that are directly at odds with the Christian tradition. As Carl F. H. Henry wisely noted, the center of the Christian ethic is the concept of love, which is modeled in the great commandment given to us by Christ."
Good News for Today is made possible through our friends at the Voice of the Martyrs, a nonprofit organization that serves persecuted Christians around the world. Founded in 1967 by Richard and Sabina Wurmbrand, VOM is dedicated to inspiring believers to deepen their commitment to Christ and to fulfill His great commission, no matter the cost. Find out more and sign up for their free monthly magazine at vom.org/goodnews.
Anyone who's ever purchased a home knows there can be a big difference in what the buyer or seller sees and what a certified home inspector sees. The message of Psalm 32, according to a Lifeway Bible study, is that there's greater joy in uncovering our sin and finding forgiveness than in trying to cover up our sin. And a right view of God allows us to do just that. They write, "We need to understand, though, and experience the joy and blessing of God's forgiveness. We not only have to understand who God is to do that, but we also must understand the nature of sin." They talk about David's transgression, about his sin, and about his iniquity. You can read that full study at our website, baptistpress.com. While you're there, make sure to sign up for our morning and afternoon email at baptistpress.com.